Ken, as you step into your first training camp with the Titans, I want to ask you something from a fan's point of view. Obviously, some of your first practices are open to the public, and when people come out to watch one of those practices, what do you think they ought to be watching for?
I think early on, probably individual players. I mean, really, that's what the attraction of this game is a lot about. I mean, for us, team is important and how those things work together and mesh together. But really, the fans, they associate with certain players, and seeing how those individual players perform, this is really a great opportunity to see that, because these plays that we've seen through the process of those OTAs and the mini camp that we had, you get to see those guys continuously make plays, both sides of the ball, and you're just wowed by their physical ability. So to be in this setting and to see them do that, competing, you know, that's really a lot of fun. I think that's an area that you get a chance to really kind of get enamored with watching.
What's the most important thing you're keeping your eye on with this team over the first couple of weeks of training camp?
How the team is gelling and meshing. You know, we put in a lot of time and effort during the OTAs and minicamp with our team, but that was in shorts and helmets. Now we're moving to the phase with pads, and things change. Some players will stand out. Some players will not do as well as maybe they showed earlier. So how they are adapting to pads, how they're practicing in the heat, there's a lot of things that go into it. And, you know, that's all a part of the evaluation.
Fourth year of this collective bargaining agreement, and really two-a-days are a thing of the past as we knew them years ago. How much does preparation change based on the fact that you really only go out in pads once a day?
There are, every other day, we do get a second practice, which is a walkthrough. And really, that's more on-the-field instructional to help them be prepared for pads. But I think you have to maximize your opportunities in pads because, let's face it, this game is played on Sundays in full gear. And, you know, we'll get a chance to assess our players in preseason games in those live situations. But the nuts and bolts of the technique, hand placement for the defense, how they're reading blocks, offensive linemen, steps, how they're placing their hands on the blocks, you know, how we're working together in our combination blocks, all those things with the pads on, doing it in those settings, in a competitive setting, that's what's so important because you get a great evaluation of your team. Some guys rise, some guys fall. You know, you can't make assessments after day one because things have a chance to change, but it's the next stage for us and it's an important one.
Any physical limitations for Jake Locker in training camp?
As we speak, no. I'm sure there'll be times where his foot may get sore, but they got sore in the OTAs and minicamp, and you really didn't know it. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be any issues.
What impressed you most about Jake Locker that you saw in the OTAs and the minicamp?
I think the way he worked at the offense. He did a nice job. He managed the offense well. He made good throws. Just his overall package, how he handled himself, was good. Now, once again, you know, I hate to keep going back to it, the next step, but we got to do that in pads. We got to do that in a preseason game. We got to operate the offense from his perspective when the bullets are flying a little bit faster, and that's a fun part of it.
You had said in the OTAs and the mini camps that you were pleased with how on the same page the defense seemed to be. What's the next step for them as we go into training camp?
Continuing to build on that, putting the pieces together, who's going to play where and when, how's our sub package going to work together, what different roles are players going to fill. You know, that's really what it is. We've got a good basis for that. We have an idea of how those things fit together, but you know, you can't do it just off of minicamp and OTAs. It's got to be off of what they're doing in pads and what we're doing at this point.
Different coaches have different approaches to preseason games. What is your approach to preseason games?
We'll see when we get there. I can't speak about that now. I mean, you never know from a perspective of injuries or how your players are going, or if you want to look at players a little bit longer, or maybe you feel good about players. You know, I think our first year together, there's a lot of things we've got to work through, so I don't think there's a policy you can say this is what we're going to do.
When you get to Labor Day and all of the preseason is behind you, what's the most important thing that the Titans need to have accomplished?
Just got to be ready to go, Mike. We got to be ready to play a game. And You know, obviously picking the best 53 is never an easy challenge. Well, you don't want it to be an easy challenge, because you want to have to make tough decisions, because that means you've got a pretty good football. Hopefully our toughest decisions are going to be who's our top 53 and getting them ready to go.
Thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you out here.
Thanks, Mike.
Coach Ken Wisenhunt with us. We're back with more of this special preseason Titans All Access right after this.